24 April 1912. Talk at home of Mrs. Andrew J. Dyer, 1937 13th Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. Notes by Joseph H. Hannon. A meeting such as this seems like a beautiful cluster of precious jewels. Pearls, rubies, diamonds, sapphires. It is a source of joy and delight. Whatever is conducive to the unity of the world of mankind is most acceptable and praiseworthy. Whatever is the cause of discord and disunion is saddening and deplorable. Consider the significance of unity and harmony. This evening I will speak to you upon a subject of existence and non-existence, life and death. Existence is the expression and outcome of composition and combination. Non-existence is the expression and outcome of division and disintegration. If we study the forms of existence in the material universe, we find that all created things are the result of composition. Material elements have grouped together in infinite variety and endless forms. Each organism is a compound. Each object is an expression of elemental affinity. We find the complex human organism simply an aggregation of cellular structure. The tree is a composite of plant cells. The animal, a combination and grouping of cellular atoms or units, and so on. Existence, or the expression of being, is, therefore, composition, and non-existence is decomposition, division, disintegration. When elements have been brought together in a certain plan of combination, the result is the human organism. When these elements separate and disperse, the outcome is death and non-existence. Life is, therefore, the product of composition, and death signifies decomposition. Likewise, in the world of minds and souls, fellowship, which is an expression of composition, is conducive to life, whereas discord, which is an expression of decomposition, is the equivalent of death. Without cohesion among the individual elements which compose the body politic, disintegration and decay must inevitably follow and life be extinguished. Ferocious animals have no fellowship. The vultures and tigers are solitary, whereas domestic animals live together in complete harmony. The sheep, black and white, associate without discord. Birds of various species and colors wing their flight and feed together without a trace of enmity or disagreement. Therefore, in the world of humanity, it is wise and seemly that all the individual members should manifest unity and affinity. In the clustered jewels of the races, may the blacks be as sapphires and rubies, and the whites as diamonds and pearls. The composite beauty of humanity will be witnessed in their unity and blending. How glorious the spectacle of real unity among mankind! How conducive to peace, confidence, and happiness if races and nations were united in fellowship and accord! The prophets of God were sent into the world upon this mission of unity and agreement, that these long-separated sheep might flock together. When the sheep separate, they are exposed to danger, but in a flock and under protection of the shepherd, they are safe from the attack of all ferocious enemies. When the racial elements of the American nation unite in actual fellowship and accord, the lights of the oneness of humanity will shine. The day of eternal glory and bliss will dawn, the Spirit of God encompass, and the divine favors descend. Under the leadership and training of God, the real shepherd, all will be protected and preserved. He will lead them in green pastures of happiness and sustenance, and they will attain to the real goal of existence. This is the blessing and benefit of unity. This is the outcome of love. This is the sign of the most great peace. This is the star of the oneness of the human world. Consider how blessed this condition will be. I pray for you and ask the confirmation and assistance of God in your behalf.